Ultimate MBA Admissions Podcast. We, this week, are going to focus in on a very packed April for successful candidates in the recent admissions rounds. April is filled with weekends where schools that have accepted you really want to roll out the red carpet and welcome you to their campus and show you the many ways and reasons that their school is right for you. I always like to think that this is a lovely sort of turn of events. It goes from you working so hard to gain the favor of the school to now it's the school's turn to really convince you that you need to choose them. And so for what has been a very anxious process for many applicants, this is the fun part. And so we're going to talk. I'm going to be speaking with ClearAdmit co-founder Graham Richman. Welcome, Graham.
Hi, Jeanette. Thanks for having me.
I thought that we would start out by sort of painting a picture of what these weekends kind of look like. What should prospective, they're now prospective candidates, right? They're not prospective applicants anymore. They have been admitted. What should they expect to have happen if they decide to attend any of the admitted student weekends that they are likely receiving invites to from any of the schools that admitted them? What kind of takes place?
Yeah, so I think the best analogy here is probably what we call in the kind of corporate world cell weekends. And so MBA graduates are very familiar with these because they get offers from consulting firms, and there's often like a cell weekend, and it's, you know, usually somewhere fun, and, you know, it's sort of filled with the pitch, you know, and getting to meet your future coworkers and learning more about the company. And so this is the same idea where, as you aptly described it, the shoe is suddenly on the other foot. And, you know, suddenly you get to kick the tires. And this is something, you know, as far as the admissions process is concerned, we recommend that candidates kick the tires as they do their own research, but, you know, we don't recommend that they kind of show up on campus and quiz the admissions director with like 30 hard questions about why they should bother applying. That never really comes off very well. Whereas suddenly, when you're invited to kind of come and you know, meet future classmates, et cetera, and spend a weekend on a campus as an admitted student, the shoe is on the other foot. Although I would exercise some caution. I do know of one instance where a candidate was a bit too pushy in their research and questioning to the extent that they kind of got a warning of, gee, you know, if you're this much maintenance in this early stage of the process, what on earth are you going to be like when you get here? So I think you still want to be polite, but these are a great opportunity, these welcome events, to learn about a school and kick the tires, as we say. As to what goes on at these weekends, you know, obviously you get a chance to meet other students who've been admitted and who may be, if they choose to accept, you know, your future classmates. You also, you know, get to see the facilities up close, interact with faculty and administration, attend, you know, classes. In many cases, you have a lot of interaction with current students as well, which we'll talk a little bit more about in this podcast and kind of the importance of that. These welcome events are also a lot of fun. So there's a lot of like social activities, sometimes organized around different interest groups on campus. So some of the interest groups that you might want to be a part of, whether it's the consulting club or the Latin American club, they may put on special events to kind of give you a taste of what, you know, what it might be like to join their club and what kind of things go on campus. And again, you know, very social. I know of some schools really roll out the red carpet and have pretty extravagant, you know, kind of dinner parties or events in impressive locales to kind of woo potential students. So I even know, you know, Wharton has done things like rent out 30th Street Station in Philadelphia, which is a very old, pretty beautiful kind of train station, and rent out a whole wing of that station and put on a dinner party and, you know, kind of an event. And so schools do this routinely just to kind of, you know, send a strong signal to those that they've admitted.
Terrific. And so, yes, I think you're really right to focus on the social aspect. This is going to be a fun weekend. But you are also going to get to meet and ask those questions of administrators, of other students, of alumni. I don't know, how much is sitting in a class a possibility at this point? I think the schedule's kind of so packed that there's not as much of that.
Plus, it depends. It's a weekend. So the way that they normally tackle that is they try, because these are on weekends, what they try to do is they get some star faculty and they use the faculty to kind of deliver almost like mock classes. So, you know, you can kind of get a taste of what a class might be like with a leading professor. So, yeah, these aren't, you're not sitting in on a regular class as you would when you might visit for an interview or when you're just thinking of applying. But they try to put on, you know, some academic offerings just to give you a sense of the flavor of things. And sometimes those even include kind of learning team type activities. And so, yeah, they sort of put on a version of a class that should give you some of the flavor. But again, keep in mind, they usually roll out the very best faculty. And that actually reminds me that, you know, most people do not come away from a welcome weekend at any leading MBA program thinking less of the school. Usually, you know, if the school is doing their job, you come away pretty enamored. So I do think, you know, you want to go in knowing that these are pitch weekends. You know, they're not exactly the, you know, a kind of replica of the day-to-day life in the program. You know, it's not every day that maybe you get three lectures in a row from the three top faculty members or get wined and dined and things like that. So I do want to mention that it's very much worthwhile attending these events, but I think that in most cases, people leave with a, you know, even a better feeling for the program in terms of the positives than they may have had otherwise going into it.
Very valid point. In terms of who you'll be meeting from your potential future class, there's some variance here because schools do it in different ways. For instance, I know for a fact that NYU Stern, Keenan Flagler, and Tuck have a single admit weekend in April where they are inviting all of the admitted students from round one and round two. So you're getting a much fuller sense of what the class is going to look like. Whereas at other schools, Columbia, Wharton, they do it round by round. So just knowing that you're going to, you know, you may only be interfacing with folks who are in your round, or you're getting more of a sense of the full fabric of the class that's shaping up. I don't think one or the other is better or worse. I think it's probably a logistical thing that makes the schools decide that. But it's good to know how much of a cross-section of your future potential class you'll be with. And the schools will clearly communicate whether this is their one and only or whether they do separate admitted students weekends for every round.
I know that in many cases, schools like Wharton or, you know, many of the schools do what would be called a winter welcome for round one candidates. Those events, though, are typically a little bit more scaled back. And my understanding, and I could be wrong, but my understanding is that candidates who attend one of those winter events are also invited to the main welcome weekends, which are, you know, typically in April and a bit more. They're on a kind of grander scale. So I think you still might encounter round one admitted students, whether they didn't come to the winter welcome or maybe even they did and they just want to come back. I think you can still encounter those folks if you're going to one of these April events. But you are right. Some schools try to divide it up just because they have larger classes and they want to, you know, provide a more intimate kind of feel to the welcome.
In that instance, say that you were admitted in round one, you went to a smaller winter welcome weekend, and then are admitted to a larger one in April. What are the pros and cons to going to this second weekend? Say you've already decided, put your deposit in, you know you're going, you think you got a pretty good sense of the school. How important is it to go to this second larger event?
I think it depends on your priority. So I think there's some very valid logistical reasons for going. So for example, There's a lot that happens with respect to like student housing at these April events. So most of the schools, in addition to giving you a taste of what it's like to hear faculty lecture and some of the social events and interaction with classmates, they may also have a house hunting day or, you know, a few hours spent putting you in touch with local real estate agents or helping you to understand the marketplace for student housing, and even in some cases facilitating roommate matching, right? So in that instance, like, you would not have been able to tackle that if you had gone to just a winter welcome in February when it's just too early to begin the planning process for lodging. So there could be some logistical reasons. And then other than that, I think, you know, some people, they've already deposited and they're excited and they just want to take every opportunity they can to kind of network and meet future classmates and you know, just begin that bond that they form with the school. So it can be a great idea to go back, especially if, you know, if you're nearby or your schedule can afford it and your budget can afford it too.
A little off topic, but I remember my dad really strongly encouraging me to do whatever the pre-event was before orientation started at college. And I was reluctant. I wanted to stay and spend time with my high school friends. And he's like, no, this is the way that you know people when school starts. And there's tremendous value in that. And you alluded to the networking. But I do want to point out that there is indeed tremendous value in, on day one of class, already having made several friends. Yeah. That said, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I absolutely agree that going to a welcome event has there's a real value in the networking. And even in my personal experience, I attended the welcome event for Wharton, where I got my MBA. And I met one of my closest friends at that welcome weekend who, you know, we were in the same cohort, traveled through the core curriculum together, and we're still friends to this day. And so I think, you know, and I even met a number of other folks who, you know, were just friendly faces when I then arrived on campus for orientation in the late summer. So there's definitely something to be said for making those connections and having, you know, someone to grab lunch with or someone to sit next to you during a lecture when you first arrive and are going through the various orientation programs that the school has on offer in the summer. So yeah, definite value in just meeting your future classmates, making a couple of friends. And as I alluded to earlier, you know, on the logistics side, like finding a place to live or at least getting a head start on that if you're looking for roommates, et cetera. So real value in going, I think.
Terrific. Thanks for sharing that personal experience. I think it helps make it all much more tangible. I also wanted to point out that some, if not all, of these events frequently include some element of programming for partners and even families of admitted students, which, if you fall into that category, is an important point on which you want to be deciding whether or not to attend the school. So it sends a strong message, as at Kellogg, that what they call their days at Kellogg are hosted by the partners at Kellogg. And that really suggests that, you know, partners at Kellogg play an integral role. And so obviously, if you will be attending an MBA program with a spouse or with a family, you want to take note of whether or not these admitted weekends have provided programming and sort of what the nature and welcoming factor of the people who might come along with you is. I think that we do have... So the weekends in April are generally packed with many schools having to fit their admitted students' weekends into just a few short weekends. And so that means that there's frequently overlap with as many as five or six schools having these admitted weekends on the same weekend. We have noticed in recent years that some of them make them at least a little bit easier for applicants. I know that at least last year, Harvard and MIT chose the same weekend, which meant that if there were candidates choosing between those two Boston schools, it would be possible to attend a part of one and then attend a part of another. I think NYU Stern and CBS do the same. But what would be your advice if it's just not logistically feasible to be at two admitted students' weekends, but there are still two schools that you're interested in?
Yeah, this is a really tough question because on the one hand, you could say go to the school that's currently in the lead for, you know, far, as far as your decision-making process is concerned, because you don't want to miss out on that opportunity to network and potentially meet, you know, your future classmates. With that said, as I mentioned earlier, when you leave a welcome weekend, you're normally incredibly enthusiastic about the school. And so it may just serve to further cement, you know, whatever rationale was taking you down that path. And so some people argue, oh, no, if you know that you're 90% sure you want to go to one, you should go to the other one's welcome weekend to kind of make sure that you've chosen correctly. But I would say to that, you know, there's always the aspect of coming away from that other weekend more kind of, you know, with a very, very favorable impression of that other school, making your decision even harder because you didn't get to go to the first school's welcome event. So it's a tough call. I think ideally you're not, I will say, as valuable as these weekends are, I don't think they're actually the best place to make the final decision because of everything that I've just mentioned, you know, this notion that they're always going to be great, you know, and they're also not going to be a true kind of reflection of like, what's the day-to-day life like? I mean, they're going to be fun, right? So you know, you're going to be, it's sort of wall-to-wall programming. It's the best professors, you know, words from the dean, wining and dining. So it's always fun. So it may not necessarily be the best place to kind of make the decision. I think sometimes the decision-making needs to happen via conversations you have with alums or, you know, the heads of different alumni clubs in the region that you want to work, or people in industry or current students, but not maybe during a welcome event. So it's challenging, but I would say you probably want to go to the welcome event for the school that you really think you're most likely to attend.
And then I wanted to, let me think. I was going to say, I think I want to close. Oh, but one more point. It's kind of challenging if you go online and try to find out when all of these weekends are taking place. Like, we would be happy to publish a calendar of when the admitted students' weekends are taking place. And to the extent that we can, we have. But the schools don't publicize this information for a very good reason. They are not open to the public. They are open to admitted students. And you'd think that no one but an admitted student would try to attend, but in fact, that's not the case. I remember speaking to admissions directors at both Berkeley's Haas School and Stanford Graduate School of Business, and there have been admitted students weekend crashers, which is looked down upon. Do not think that's a good idea. Do not think that if you're on the wait list, this is your time to talk. It is not advised. And that is a part of why the schools do not put a lot of information out publicly about these events. So just trust that you will know about the events that you're invited to. But that is why there's not a calendar somewhere for you to be able to go and look and see when everybody's having their event.
Right. I think there are two things that I want to mention here. One is, yes, schools are probably nervous about, or, you know, is a waitlisted candidate or maybe some bitter rejected candidate is going to kind of crash the party or something. Again, this is pretty rare, but it's just worth noting that that's kind of why these aren't published. But then the other thing I want to call people's attention to is that several years ago, I think it was, I want to say it came out of Harvard, but I'm not sure. There was a really fun video called Admit Weekend Crashers, which was modeled off of the movie Wedding Crashers, that showed a couple of guys who literally, you know, rented a private jet and traveled and hit like all the admit weekends and, you know, kind of were just really like living it up, going to all these fancy events and, you know, kind of having fun. But that was obviously just satire. So I don't recommend that people attempt this, but it was very humorous. If you look for it on YouTube, I'm sure it's available somewhere. But yeah, these are, yeah, they're kind of private events and you'll know if you've been invited and, you know, can kind of navigate your calendar accordingly.
So from there, I think I'd like to leave our listeners with some tips for making the most of admitted students' weekends. And these tips, yeah, I'll say, were drawn from conversations that I had with current students who had attended. So presumably they know of which they speak. Yes. And Graham, feel free to chime in. Maybe, do you want to take a couple and I'll take a couple?
Yeah, that sounds great.
So first on the list is kind of a no-brainer, but be sure to connect with current students. And a Columbia admitted student weekend attendee who turned into a Columbia student mentioned in conversation with me that these students are the ones that not only offer advice about your desired career intentions and academic ambitions, but they can also be connectors. They can connect you with other people who have similar interests. And this can also be a good way to help you decide between schools, because the degree to which this kind of connecting takes place can give you a sense of the school's informal networks and resources and how much of that kind of connecting will take place once you're a student there, or once you're an entrepreneurial student interested in ed tech, or, you know, you sort of get a preview of how collaborative and how willing to help make connections students at a given school are.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, yeah, clearly, you know, these events are designed to not only give you some face time with your future classmates, but they, you know, often are run by second year students, and they are there with the expressed, you know, kind of reason to kind of give you the lay of the land. And actually first year students are involved too. So this is really, it just gives you exposure to the student body, and yeah, get a real sense of what it's like. And I think the first year students that are involved in these events are great because they're there when you arrive the next year as second year students, and you know, they can serve as kind of mentors. So clearly connecting with students is a great piece of advice.
Another piece of advice came from an attendee at a Darden admitted students weekend who said, rest up in advance, sleep a couple days before you go so that you are able to take full advantage of the events that are on offer. She said she remembered being exhausted by the end of the first day, but her advice was to go to as many of the activities and expose yourself to as much of the new stuff as you can. And she said this is especially important if you're undecided, because, and for in her case, she wasn't sure she was ready to move to small town Charlottesville, but because she took advantage of so many of the events that were planned, she began to see Charlottesville in a very different way and began to see that, yeah, it's a small town, but there's a whole lot going on outside of the business school, and that helped make the decision for her. And if she crashed at 8 o'clock at night and didn't go on the various extra events, she might not have reached that conclusion.
Yeah, again, great advice. I think it is kind of it's a marathon. I mean, these weekends, they pack so much into it because, as you might imagine, you know, you're kind of planning a party for folks that are coming to learn as much as possible about the program, and you want to work in everything that's great about life on that campus. And so I mean, I just remember personally, there's more than one thing happening at any given time. And so you're faced with this sort of, you know, fear of missing out syndrome, and you have to kind of pick and choose. But it would be smart to go in well rested and ready to take advantage of everything.
And another student urged that you walk away with answers to all of your questions. And I don't know if that's actually possible, but yeah, it does suggest that you should go in with an idea of the questions you want to ask, like what's important to you about understanding whether this school will be right for you. It might seem like overkill, but I'd even write some of them down and, you know, maybe not whip them out of your pocket at the cocktail event, but spend a little time in advance thinking about what is it that I really want to know? What is it that will really make a difference for me in this being the place where I thrive? And it could be about the career that you want to go into. It could be about access to the superstar professors. It could be about how close-knit a community there is. It could be, as we mentioned before, about how involved partners and families are. Whatever is most important to you, think about that in advance and don't be shy. Ask people there and you'll get honest answers. And you may not get the same answer from everyone, but if you ask it enough, you'll get some consensus. You'll get a feeling that will give you a feeling of whether or not it's the right place for you.
Right. And I guess to go back to our earlier comment about the shoe being on the other foot, you know, and schools kind of now being willing to bend over backwards to some extent to help you find the answers to your questions, as opposed to maybe when you're an applicant and you're a little more timid in terms of what, you know, how much you want to probe. I think, you know, this is actually particularly true in the domain of like career services. So I think that, you know, some schools, obviously they all release placement reports, but those reports have varying degrees of kind of granularity in terms of, you know, how closely are they breaking down hires at McKinsey or hires at Goldman, or, you know, they might have more of a lump kind of consulting or finance. But if you go in to a welcome event and you have some specific questions about, okay, how many students last year ended up with jobs in consumer packaged goods and what were some of the firms that hired, you might be able to get better answers or just more detail than they might be willing to share with the general public, right? So you can get questions answered. And I think it's good advice, as you said, to make a list of questions before you go to the welcome weekend and ideally, you know, tick those off over the course of the weekend. I strongly agree you don't want to pull out the list at a cocktail or something, but I think that having them in mind, much as you might have, you know, certain things in mind when you go to an MBA interview, things that you want to convey about your background or whatever, you should be able to, you know, be fairly adept at preparing for this sort of thing and having some questions in mind that you want to ask. The only caveat I would add to this is that I don't think you're going to necessarily walk away with answers to all of your questions. I think that's obviously a great goal to have. But it's not as though just because the welcome weekend is over, suddenly the school kind of shuts down and is unwilling to kind of answer questions or put you in touch with people that can. So I would say, you know, try to answer the questions that are, you know, the burning questions that you have, but don't worry. I mean, if you didn't get to everything while you were there, you can certainly still have some dialogue with career services or the academic services office or current students. And part of the reason you go to welcome weekends is to make those connections so that it's easy enough to send an email and say, hey, great meeting you. By the way, I had a couple more questions, wondered if you'd have time to chat or whatever it may be.
Yeah, and I think that goes with, you know, the administrators at the school and the career services offices as well as the students that you're meeting or the alums. And I think you should feel encouraged to follow up on conversations that you have to dig a little deeper if you still have things that you're wondering about.
Right.
I think this also offers an opportunity. In your application, you need to be very focused and have a very clear plan for what your next 5 years is going to look like and how your MBA is going to help you achieve those goals. But some students actually maybe have parallel tracks in mind. And, you know, they knew they needed to be presenting a clear, cohesive message that all they wanted to do was head into investment banking, but they've got this other entrepreneurial idea. This is the place where you can kind of flesh that out a little bit more and kind of get the feel for the resources that could support that idea that you've got on the back burner.
Yes. Yeah. Agreed. Yeah.
So go even if you don't need convincing, wrote another student who went to Darden Days. He didn't go because he knew for sure he was going to go to Darden. And why did he need any more convincing? But he felt like it also, the students who did go got really excited. And that was sort of an excitement that led through into the fall. and that momentum and getting that momentum started in April is a valuable thing that happens by attending some of these weekends.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think, as we said, even if you know you're going, it's helpful to attend the welcome events because, there's this sort of, you build friendships, you get excited about the program. Often, you know, there are groups that form out of these welcome events or, you know, obviously many schools have kind of admitted students portals and things. But if now the folks that you're interacting with in those portals are people that you've met, it just really enhances the community and allows you to arrive on campus really energized. And so I absolutely understand this person's sentiment. You know, they knew they were going to go to Darden. They said, oh, I don't need to go to this, you know, welcome event, but then later regretted it because they could see the energy that folks had who had attended. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, going can also be helpful when it comes to like figuring out lodging. And I mean, the real estate agents in some of the bigger, you know, student markets, whether it's Philadelphia or New York, I mean, there's a lot that happens. They know that that's kind of the weekend to get all those incoming first years matched with apartments. And in some cases, it's, you know, second year students who are graduating are going to be vacating these apartments. And so there's almost this like passing of the lease from one generation to the next in terms of one class to the next or whatever, in terms of MBA student lodging. So I think, there are a lot of reasons to go, even if you already are convinced that it's the right program for you.
Terrific. And I'll echo that. I just also remember from talking to several students that another thing I heard was that nothing beats visiting the school. And this applies earlier in the admissions process, but also in this later stage. And I remember it was a student at Johnson who they called it, they all have names for their weekends. I think at Michigan, it's Go Blue Rendezvous. And at Johnson, it's Destination Johnson. And she really seemed a little sad that she wasn't able to attend the Destination Johnson weekend because she did see the bonds that form between students who were able to attend. And so she said that if she had it to do over again, that's one thing she would have thought harder about. At the same time, she was in Singapore. It wasn't realistic. And she did go on to stress that international students don't flip out. There, you'll be fine if for very real reasons you just can't make these weekends. And I wouldn't be surprised if there are like Facebook groups and things that help connect the folks who, be it because they're in a huge work project or because they have family obligations or because they're on the other side of the world, can't make it. So it's not the end of the world if you can't make it, but students do seem to kind of unequivocally point to how much they got out of going.
Yeah, that's a fair point. There are some schools try to do more informal events in various regions of the world. So, for example, I would expect that this woman who was in Singapore and had been admitted to Johnson, there was probably some kind of cocktail or admitted students plus alumni happy hour that would allow her to kind of meet some of the folks from her region who are heading off, and as well as, you know, grads of the school who worked in that market. So there are smaller scale events that happen for admitted students. And, you know, sometimes they're just coffees or cocktails or whatever it is, but those can be worth attending and can help, you know, to sort of make up for the, you know, the missing of a major welcome event to some extent. So yeah, there's usually something. And as you said, there are also a lot of virtual things on offer, admitted student groups and, you know, in these kind of private portals that the schools run. So yeah, if you can't make it, don't fret. It's just that if you can, why not? You know, you might as well go if it's feasible.
Terrific. Well, I think that brings me to the end of the questions I had hoped to throw your way. Are there things that we haven't touched on that you think are important to underscoring when it comes to April's many admitted student weekends?
I guess the last thing I would leave folks with is, you know, there's this temptation. I feel like a lot of MBA applicants are maybe a little bit type A. And so I think there is a temptation to go into welcome weekend you know what your career plan is because you had to write essays about it, and you know you're already thinking, okay, what classes am I going to take and how am I going to get this job or whatever it might be. And I would say, you know, going in with an open mind is pretty important, because you may learn about some program or class or even career path that you didn't know much about, and there's a lot on offer at these welcome events. And so take it all in, and you know, it's fine to have a plan in mind. I mean, most schools sort of force you by way of the admissions process to kind of express very specific kind of career goals and even plans for how you'll spend your time on campus. But I think, you know, sometimes the welcome events can be a great opportunity to discover something on offer at the school that you weren't really aware of and hadn't thought that you would participate in. So I would say go in with an open mind, and yeah, there could be some really interesting things that come out of that. So yeah, that would be my last bit of advice. But I think we've covered a lot of great points here, and I feel like folks listening to this podcast will be well equipped to get the most out of their welcome events at the Admitted Students Weekends.
Terrific. And we will point out there is a story on our site right now that talks about some of the weekends planned this April. And there's also a piece from our archive that goes into greater detail about a lot of the weekends that took place last April. And that'll just give you a sense of what maybe to expect if you want to dig a little deeper. But thanks so much for joining us. Have a terrific time at as many weekends as you attend. And we hope that they'll help you in coming to the all-important decision of where to attend. With that, we'll close, but we'll be back with you soon. Thanks so much for joining. And thanks very much, Graham.
Thanks, Sarah.